Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, listen, good evening and welcome to everybody to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are doing one of two shows this month focusing on financial planning for 2019. And so, listen, what I want to do is really just bring everybody in. We'd love to get some people to have some conversations with us as we go live on our radio show on the PRF table as well as do this by Facebook Live. And so, as always, we have none other than Sister Mary Ann Williams that is with us, and we will allow her to give her greetings. Mama, we call her Mama around the table, y'all. Mama, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine this evening, and I just want to thank everyone for their prayers and condolences. I really appreciate it, and it's a joy to be with my PRF family again. And so with that being said, I'm going to pass it over to Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap. Thank you.
Amen. All right, so listen, we're talking about financial planning for 2019. I can say that for those of y'all who are not aware, every December we only have two shows because we like to do some what's called planning. We're not so much this type of organization, and I'm not the type of person that focuses so much on the calendar year, because I personally think, Mama, that God is not operating on man-made calendars, right? What did he do before mankind decided to put, you know, Sunday on Sunday and Saturday on Saturday? So I think it's important, though, because in our society, we do operate by calendars. And a lot of people talk about various different things, Brother Walker, about what are we going to do in 2019? You hear people talking in certain languages to say, you know, in November, they talk about, I'm going to do this in 2019. I just want to help people understand tomorrow is not promised. And so, since tomorrow is not promised, I really want people to stop pushing off tomorrow what you have the opportunity to do today. You know, here's something that's going to happen, Mama. One thing that's going to happen is in less than a month, and it happens every year, December 31st comes every single year. And a lot of y'all are going to go to church on December 31st, myself maybe included. I may be preaching, I don't know. But there's going to be somebody who's going to stand in the pulpit across this country, many people, my colleagues, and is going to talk about all of the blessings that God is going to proclaim and going to shower down to his children in 2019. But let me ask you a question. What are you doing to position yourself for such blessings? I'm not going to say whatever is being said in the pulpit is not from God, but here's what I do know. Let's just take a baseball game, for example, Mama. You may not watch baseball, Sister Kathy. You may watch baseball, but so let's just take a baseball game. And you don't have to know the game of baseball to understand this analogy. If I'm the pitcher and you are the person that is kneeled down into the position behind the person who's called the batter, pitcher pitches to the batter. The batter does his best job to hit the ball and knock it out the park. Well, let me ask you a question. And y'all know I say, some people call crazy stuff. Let's say the person who is the pitcher, the one who is in eye contact with, the catcher, the one who's in eye contact with the pitcher, the one who is sitting in this position, kneeling down with the back of their heels to the back of their butt, In this position, waiting to catch the ball, whether it goes over there or whether it comes right here or whether it goes over there. Can you imagine, Mama, because you've seen baseball before,
that
it's at a certain point in time when the pitcher is winding up to throw this fastball down the plate, that the person that's the catcher decides that he's going to sit down? Can you imagine if the catcher decides to just stand up at the wrong time? The whole point of what I'm saying to us is this. If you are not positioned, you may catch what you catch, and it may not be pleasant. And what we know a lot of times is there are so many situations that happen in people's lives, especially at the beginning parts of every single year. And a lot of times I know that it comes from not being prepared. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to throw out a couple of things and hopefully see if there's anybody that desires to engage in the conversation or maybe even wants to ask a question about what is it that I need to be doing. Because the truth of the matter is, 2019, if God's so willing, is going to come with or without you. That's the reality, Mama.
Yes.
And if you are not prepared, it's still going to be here. I'm telling you, when the clock strikes 12 o'clock, bing, it's going to be January 1st, 2019. And what you have or have not done is going to tell everything. It's going to be the test. And so my job is to really put people into a position where you can live the best times of your life. That's it. Living life to the fullest. Jesus said, I understand this. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give life and give life more abundantly. It's in John chapter 10, verse 10. Well, if you believe that Jesus came to give life and give life more abundantly, then why won't you just take some time to plan out some things so that you can be positioned? That's it. It's about being positioned. And there's too many of our brothers and sisters, too many of our churches that are not positioned. And I know that God is desiring to give certain things to certain people. I know God, Mama, is desiring to give certain things to certain churches, but they're not positioned. I know this because I deal with this every single day. So here's one question I have for you. It is December the 6th. It's less than 30 days away for the new year. What is one, just one financial goal that you have? I'm not talking, listen, and I'm saying what I'm saying for you. What is one financial goal that you have for 2019? And when I ask that question, I'm asking the question in this respect, that you have for yourself, that you have for your family, your household, that you have for your church, and that you have for your community. You may not have a goal for all of those, but doggone it, you need to at least have some financial goals for yourself. Here's what I can see. If none of us have financial goals for ourselves, what the heck are we doing with the church, Mama?
Yes.
I have a hard time for any pastor that doesn't have any financial goals for him or herself to talk about what we're going to do as the church. That seems kind of stupid to me. The Bible tells us very clearly, if we go in and look at what Paul said to me, a man who can't run his own household, how's he going to run the house? Well, he's going to run the house of God. How's he going to run the church? And so if that be the case, which I believe is the case because it's written in the Word in Timothy, then, yeah, there's some plans that need to be put in place. Now, Mama, listen, we got to deal with some things. We have to deal with the fact that that planning is a biblical principle. Planning is placed, is mentioned a lot throughout the Bible. Proverbs, y'all know I love Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 6 through 8, where it talks about the ant and what the ant does in the summertime to gather up for the winter. Listen, right now it's as cold as I don't know what, Mama, where I'm at right now. It is freezing cold. I was standing outside talking to somebody about an hour or so ago, and we came outside. I was talking to him, and I'm telling him we was only talking about 2 minutes. And man, I tell you, it felt like the temperature dropped like 15 pounds. I was like, hey, brother. Good talking to you. I got to go. So, yeah, here's what I know. There are so many people, and when this thing hit me, I said, man, we got to say this. It was, why stop talking about something? Because y'all hear me talk about planning quite often. But why stop talking about something because some of you just don't get it? Why stop talking about something because there's individuals within your circle that really don't want to do it. Let me tell you something. The enemy of planning is procrastination. Hear me. The enemy of planning is procrastination. I'll let that sit there for a moment, Mama.
Yes.
Do you know what planning does? Planning will expose procrastination. Now, listen,
amen.
When I say planning will expose procrastination, it will expose procrastination in other folks. Because if you decide to say, you know what, I know that planning is a biblical principle. and you say, you know what? I know because it is a biblical principle, because it's a spiritual principle, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some time, and I can't fool with you right now, Mama. I can't fool with you right now, husband. I can't fool with you right now, wife. I'm not throwing anybody to the side. But if I don't do like the ants and do something right now for later on, then in 2019, when you're sitting in that church service, that watch night service, and the pastor or the minister of the hour comes talking about all that God is going to do, you need to be trying to say, okay, well, how's that going to happen? Do you really believe if you set a goal for yourself financially, a financial goal, Brother Sterling, and you say, you know what, I want to save $1,000 within the first 3 months of the year. If you set that as a goal, there's some folks that don't want you to save $1,000 because they want you to hang out with them because they like to spend money. But you got to be careful about something when you start talking about planning. There may be some people that are better off than you. So you can't hang around folks that's doing better than you, that don't have some of the need to save like you do, and think that it's just going to happen because that's not their priority. So you got to understand the people that you're dealing with, the people that you're hanging around. Another thing. Many people may not plan because they may not have ever been taught how to plan. This is what boggles my mind sometimes, because there's a lot of people within our churches, Pastor Hasty, that are not prepared for a lot of things that finances are attached to. And then we wonder why sometimes that people are going through what they're going through. But how many times when somebody comes to us as a minister or a pastor or you as pastors in the congregational sense, and they say, listen, Pastor Dunlap, I'm having some hard times. Is there ever any question about, well, did you have any savings? And because your situation is going on for 3 or 4 months, did your savings dwindle away? How many times does the word savings and what did you do before now ever come up? I can tell you that a lot of people, I can tell you a lot of my colleagues, that's not what's being talked about. And I'm not saying this, Mama, to say that anybody's, Mama, kill that for me on that.
Yes.
I'm not saying that to say that what's going on between pastors and their members or the members is wrong. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is there has to be something that comes from leadership to help people with planning and saving. That's it. So many of people's problems, so much of what people are going to experience come February of this year and right after the holidays is because of planning and saving. Here's what I said the other week. If you spend more during Black Friday than you have in your savings account, that's something that it should be concerning to us. As a leader, that should be concerning to us. But you can never find those things out if you, one, don't put it out there, if you never ask the question, if you only are dealing with people in a reactive way versus being proactive. Have you noticed the thing? Mom, I don't think, I'll say it, but I don't think a lot of people really understood or understand some of how God has been working with us.
Okay.
Do you notice that I'm talking about planning for 2019 in advance of 2019? Mama, today is not December 30th, and we're talking about, hey, you need to get a plan in place. You got a month. You got 3 weeks where you can start saying, Lord, show me what I need to be focusing on. Show me something that I could be doing right now where I can meet you halfway. I'm always wanting you to meet me where I'm at, but when is somebody going to have how about meet God somewhere? How about meet God in your planning? God is ever present, so he's already there. But won't you do your part to meet God where he can be for you, where he can be with you in that situation? Mama, did you have anything? I'm almost done tonight.
When you were talking about planning and savings, when someone wants to help you with your planning and savings, and that really exposes how you've handled your accounts, how you handle your finances. It also exposes your a person's procrastination in it, and that really planning and savings wasn't even formed, wasn't even in the thought. And that's
mm-hmm.
why, you know, when we are, I think that's why some people do not want to have someone to help them, because they know what they have done, and they know that they were wrong when they were doing it, for impulsive spending. And then sometimes they just feel, you know, you feel so embarrassed, and then the guilt and all that comes in, you know. But we have to just go beyond that and say, okay, that was yesterday. Today, I'm going to receive and do what I have to do so that I will have some savings. And when other people can bless, but people are blessing me, and now I never can do anything for someone else, then something's wrong with that picture. Because lots of times you can give people clothes and things of that nature, but sometimes people, things happen in your life and you don't have, you really need some money. And most of the time, people are not in a position to give. Why? Because, example, impulsive spending, not planning or saving. That's not even on the agenda.
Let me tell you, Mama, when I get a, I got a phone call the other week where somebody said, agency contacted me, and they said, this individual has 35 cents to their name. 35 cents. Just think about that right now. I don't know where everybody's at, but can you even imagine only having 35 cents to your name? Mama, it's some real stuff going on with people. But see, y'all know I don't call people's names for confidentiality, and because it's just my ethics. You would never know that individual only had 35 cents to their name sitting next to them in church.
Yes.
But what does this person do who only had 35 cents to their name? You can't really talk too much to them right now about planning and saving. How can you tell somebody to save 35 cents to their name? So maybe there are some things that can be put in place within the church context so that individuals don't deal with what you just talked about, with the shame and the guilt. You know Proverbs 11:2 says, first comes pride, then comes shame, but with humility there is wisdom. The enemy loves for individuals to sit there in shame and sit there in pride and not ask for doggone help. But we have the ability, because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, that we can come together and help individuals and deal with this from a spiritual warfare perspective.
Yes.
Let me give you one option for dealing with planning and savings. To get the savings part, how about we deal with the planning part, right? Because this is not about savings tonight. This is not what we're talking about. But how about the planning part? You don't save by happenstance. This is something that you got to put in place. This is something that you have to make some conscious decisions about. I don't care whether it's your household, whether you as an individual, whether it's your church, or whether it's your community. There has to be some individuals or an individual that has some consciousness about themselves and say, listen, this is what we're going to do to plan this event. I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it. No, I'm going to back off of it. So, Mama, listen, how about this? How about for church?
Yes, uh-huh.
Do you have anything that deals with financial matters, how individuals can be helped and be better stewards within your new members orientation? Or is it important to know only in the new members orientation that you're supposed to tithe as a Christian? Something to think about. Why not have something in new members orientation where you have something where you're introducing those individuals who are new members, because they may be new to your church, they may be new to this life of being a believer. So when are they going to learn some of the biblical principles about planning? Why not take somebody that's new to the congregation, new into this world of this life of Christianity, and say, listen, we have something, or we're connected with Dr. Dunlap or the PRF team. Why don't we do something like that? That shows a lack of planning, because you continue to deal with the same things over and over and over with the people. And let me share with you what continues to happen time after time after time again. When individuals join our churches, Sister Williams, one of the things that they don't do is they don't talk about all their stuff going on. They don't talk about all their business. They don't talk about how much in debt they really, really are. And then it comes up later. And so you can't really say nothing to those individuals. And I would say what you really need to be doing is just give them the help that they need. But even in that, how about this one as another goal, Mama? I'm about done, for real.
Yes.
How about when individuals are going through some things financially, and instead of telling them no, instead of pushing them to somebody that is not going to help them, instead of doing that, why not say, you know what? You need this money for the light bill. And I always use the light bill because that's something on the low end of the totem pole, but it means a lot to some people.
Yes.
But you need some help on this light bill right now. So what we want to do is we want to put you in a position that you don't have to come back here for this again. But we want to make sure we give you the resources that you can do, that you can utilize to be in a better position. So we'll give you this money, but here's the trade-off. You got to go through this two-hour lesson on planning savings with PRF. Why not say something like that? Because the truth of the matter is a lot of times people come for help. If you're only dealing with the short term, you know how we do when we talk about in conflict transformation. If you only deal with the short term, that's all you deal with. And people have short-term memories. People forget sometimes where their help comes from. People believe sometimes that, you know, since I got it from this particular organization, this person this time, I know I can't go back to them next, so they go to somebody else. But you're not dealing with the situation. People need to have access to resources. So you got to plan these things out.
Yes.
And I tell you, this thing of procrastination is so on me right now. Planning exposes procrastination. If there's individuals around you that are procrastinators, they're dealing or not dealing with that spirit of procrastination, when you start to plan, you can expect some type of warfare to come up. You can expect something to come up because procrastination is a doggone spirit. Planning is a biblical principle. So what do you think a spirit that is not of God is going to do against a biblical principle or a spiritual principle that God has placed within his word for us? What do you think? They're going to war after each other. And so, listen, as we talk about planning for 2019, I want everybody to get geared up. I really do. Get geared up. Not so you can go to church on New Year's Eve like so many people are going to do. I promise you, so many are going to do it. And just say, you know what, I'm just going to be waiting for God to do. No, God's like, listen, I'm telling you, we talk about it all the time. No, your butt needs to do something. Yeah. It's not a matter if God can do it, but there's some stuff that you have to do. And if you're not willing to do it, then yes, you can call on God, and maybe he'll be merciful to you. And maybe he'll give you what you want, but I can tell you, there's a whole bunch of folk called that have called on God in 2018.
Yes.
And it's been crickets.
Yes.
Maybe some of the crickets coming from heaven is because you have not done your part. And let me tell you about a plan. And we'll talk about some action steps next week. If you can't tell me what the action steps are for your plan, chances are you're not really running a plan. Chances are you're not really operating by a plan. If you said that you're going to be a millionaire in 5 years, there's something that you should be telling me, and I should also be able to know or see what you're doing to become a millionaire. If you don't have anything that you can say, well, what are you doing, Brother Dunlap? Well, you know, I'm reading these self-help books, or I'm taking these webinars on how to get my finances. If you don't have anything like that, then again, I'm saying, what are you operating by? And so we have to help others to be accountable. I'm telling you, when it comes to planning, you have to help others be accountable because life comes up, Mama. You know this. Life comes up, and when life comes up, if there's nobody that's in your circle, like, hey, I know you said you was going to do this by February. Hey, man, it's a week away from February. You know, where you at on this? So we can't get away from the accountability piece when it comes to planning.
Right.
I have another question for you. How much money do you have in an emergency savings account? How much money do you have in an emergency savings account? How much money do you have in an emergency savings account? See, these are the type of questions that I say, okay, why is all this stuff so secretive? Well, maybe one of the reasons why a lot of this stuff is so secretive and people don't want to talk about it because of what is not there. You don't got to tell me how much money you have in your savings account, but you should be able, listen, you should be able to say out loud to somebody, I got a month's worth of savings. I have 2 months' worth of savings. I got 6 months' worth of savings. If you can't say something like that, then that's an indicator that there's some work to be done. Mama, I don't know about everybody else.
Yes.
Something that I talked about in my book, Don't Leave Me Like This, I talked about the spirit of Pharaoh. That's in chapter 2. If you've read the book, go back to chapter 2. Pharaoh had a lot of opportunities to let the children of Israel go. Moses came to Pharaoh. Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh. They did this several times. And it wasn't until the most precious thing taken away from him that he responded to God accordingly. You can go back and read the story in Exodus where he said, y'all get out of here.
Yes.
But it wasn't because he was proactive. It was the most precious thing that was taken from him. And so my plea to us as I go is this. Don't wait until the situation happens and then be wishing that you had taken the wisdom that has come forth tonight talking about, listen, right now is the time to start putting a plan in place. Don't wait till something happens and then say, you know what, I could have saved up 3 months of savings if I was started 3 months ago, but I didn't, and then now a situation comes up and you don't have anything. You have to go and turn to credit cards or loans or 23% interest or payday loans or title pawns. See, somebody has to be brave enough to be able to ask the questions as people are going through things, not for embarrassment, not to make anybody feel bad, but you got to know that if you're in a situation and it's because you didn't make the proper plan, because you failed to put something away when you had the opportunity, listen, I understand that brother that had 35 cents to their name, in the way in the world I'm going to say, listen, let's put a plan, we're going to save $100 a month. This cat got 35 cents to his name.
Right.
So wisdom has to play a part. We're going to talk about some other things, but I just encourage you, if you're just jumping on, go back and listen to this. If you're on listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, then just go back to blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. Go back and listen to the whole episode. We have to do better about planning in the kingdom. It is crazy. There's so many people within the kingdom and so many churches are struggling the way that they are. And a lot of it has to do because of a lack of planning and a lack of savings. God wants better for you. And I'll
Amen.
Say this. 2019, that is something to look forward to. 2019, it's coming whether you want it to or not. But start making some plans right now. And if you don't know where to start, if you don't know how to get it started, all you got to do is reach out to us. That's all you got to do. PRFministry.org is the website. So with that, Mama, God bless you. I'm going to go eat me some curry goat and relax for a little while because I've been on the grind this week and I'm doing all this for y'all. Mama, love you much. See you
love
soon.
You
God bless y'all. Have a good night, y'all. So tune into us next week on the PRF table. Peace.